Let's do now in the Holy Letter to the Rebbe. This is letter number 1218. And this is dated Baruch Hashem on the 29th day of Elul, which is the last day of the year in Tavshin Yud Aleph. This is already the last day. Erev Rosh Hashanah, this is on the... And the Rebbe starts off with Shalom Ubracha. And the Rebbe, this is a letter that the Rebbe is writing in Yiddish. And the Rebbe says, it was with great pleasure that I received your letter dated the fourth day of Elul. And I was very happy to read in it that you are continuing your work in the communal work to help religious people in general, and also the Chabad community, Anash, specifically in matters of the yeshiva. It is sure that not only will this not interfere in the success of your business, but on the contrary, this will become a reason and a vehicle to widen the vessels for your livelihood, for parnasa, and Hashem will give you from here and on, from today and on, and further, from His open amleya psucha gedosh varchove, from His full, open and holy and wide hand. For sure, you have heard the expression that my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with the titles here, would constantly say, as all those that help in the kosher education of Jewish children, which are referred to as children, you are children to God, your God. Hashem gives them measure for measure, that they should have true nachas, Jewish nachas from their children. And also in this case, it's for sure that it'll be so, that you, together with your wife, may she live, will have true Jewish nachas from your daughter Tichya, may she live. When I was at the resting place, the Tzion, for my father-in-law, the Rebbe, on the 18th day of Elul, which is the day of birth of our master, the Baal Shem Tov, and from the Alter Rebbe, the author of the Shulchan Aruch and the Tanya, I mentioned you and your family, may they live, to what everybody, for anything that anyone needs. And I'm sure that He will arouse great mercy and above, that you should have blessings and success. I was very happy to get to know your daughter, may she live, when she was by me on her journey to London. It made a very strong impression on me, which this strengthens my trust as I write to you that you will have from her Yiddish nachas. As far as you're saying that you have, you're upset, agvas nefesh, from your partner who isn't Jewish, it is according to my view that you must think about, maybe you have caused, either by mistake or totally against your will, some Jewish people to become upset through or in your business. And when you will fix that, so certainly this will remove from you the upsetness from this, from the non-Jews. The Rebbe says to him, this is Hashem telling you, maybe there is something that you have caused upset to another person in the business. Maybe that's why Hashem is sending you the message that this goy or the partner there is causing you being upset. So fix that. Search if you fix that. No, the Rebbe just says maybe, but the Rebbe sees things that, you know, the Rebbe doesn't come out and say. But it was a clear instruction for the person to go ahead and check. And you have to realize this is like very powerful message. The Rebbe says directly, you know, it can come, you know, a lot of different reasons why a person is being upset. But the Rebbe says, in the business, something that you've maybe done, and if you correct that, then this will go away from you as well. Towards the new year that's coming up, and for all Yidden, L'toiv l'vracha, I am expressing here my blessings, for a blessing of being written and sealed, for you and your family members, may they live, a good and sweet year, both physically and spiritually, together with blessing. The Rebbe is also adding a message in English, and also his general letter for Rosh Hashanah, which I'm sure will interest you. So again, this is the Rebbe taking an Erev Rosh Hashanah, the time right before Rosh Hashanah, to go ahead and try to help a Yid who is having Agmas Nefesh, who is having upsetness, trying to help him in ways, and also, bringing him the good news that he met with his daughter, and he has hope that he's going to have Nachas, and encouraging him and thanking him for his communal work that he continues to do for the community. And the Rebbe says that the previous Rebbe said that, you know, that if you do for Hashem's children, then Hashem will give measure for measure, help you with your own children. Okay, let's one more.
Okay.
We'll do one more, and then we'll call it a day.
When we do start the new book, is it going to
start? I'm not going to start the new book right away. I'm going to finish up some gaps that we have from the previous letter, and then finish it, because we're missing about 25 letters somewhere in the middle. I don't know why we missed it, but anyways, there's no recording.
Did you notice it? Yeah.
I don't know. At some point, you know, maybe the recording, sometimes, you know, whatever. It's just a lot, so.
No, I just meant, does the next book start, let's say, at 12:24?
Yes, yes.
Oh. Okay.
They just numbered it this way.
Yeah, but they ended with the Jewish New Year.
What? Yeah.
This is
that's right. This book is, yeah, that's right.
All
is the year?
The year.
Year, that's right. But later on, the letters get less frequent, because as the Rebbe's load get bigger and bigger and bigger, wasn't so many.
He may have read those, but he may not respond.
Yeah, certainly, but he'd give a short answer and not wasn't able to write to the yeah. All right.